This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira, thumma amma ba'd. In the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala wa radah, he said, I hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Afdalu al-dhikr, la ilaha illallah. أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says the best word of remembrance is لا إله إلا الله, the word of testimony, the testimony of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah عز وجل. And the best دعاء and supplication is when you say الحمد لله, all praise due to Allah. So لا إله إلا الله is the best form of ذكر. Now that comes after the Quran. After the Quran comes a form of dhikr saying La ilaha. That's the best form of dhikr. So if anybody wants something simple to continuously keep repeating, getting the maximum reward for it, is to keep saying what? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Repeatedly, over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Why is this so important and what it means exactly? So it's important because the translation for it is there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. There is some translation says there is no God but Allah. But actually it is not accurate. It's not accurate. Why is that? Because when you look around us, people, they worship other gods, right? They claim things to be gods. So they worship other gods. So therefore when you say there is no God but Allah, from that point of view is a bit kind of inaccurate. Until you say, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So la ilaha illallah has its virtues. The biggest virtue for la ilaha illallah is what, a jama'ah? Anyone knows? The biggest virtue is what? Before Jannah. You enter Islam with what? La ilaha illallah. That's your gate to Jannah as well. It's the gate, your gate to Islam and the gate to Jannah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whoever makes the last of his words, the last statements, means on their deathbed. Says, if you can make your last statement to be لا إله إلا الله, there is no God worthy worship but Allah, you will be admitted to Jannah. Just like that. Or, eventually, the person will end up in Jannah. They might be held accountable for some of their wrong deeds, but eventually they will enter into Al-Jannah. So La ilaha illallah is extremely important, jama'ah. And it's not just that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran about what? قال شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. Allah says, Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner to His Majesty, He is the one who, of course, you know, affirms His oneness. The angels affirm His oneness. The prophets and the messengers affirm His oneness. So all these now, we're talking about the Anbiya and the angels. What else do you need? Who else do you need to be witnesses to confirm for you the truthfulness of this statement, La ilaha illallah? Enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms that for us. Shahid Allah. He is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala who affirms His oneness for us in all aspects of our deen. So, that's another virtue for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is actually the one who's testifying for Himself to us that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal. The same thing about La ilaha illallah, it's the same command, the same instruction that was given to who? All the Anbiya from before. All of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many ayat in the Quran. When he said Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, all of them, Anu'budullaha washtanibu al-taghut, Anu'budullah, ma lakum ilahin ghayur. You worship Allah, avoid all the taghut, which means deities besides God. Anu'budullah, ma lakum ilahin ghayur. There is no God other than Him. In many ayat, Allah subhanahu sent all the anbiya with the exact same message. So la ilaha illallah is the essence of this deen. If you don't understand it properly, there must be something wrong with your deen or your understanding of it. So what does that even mean now? So when someone says La ilaha illallah, La, article La, which means negation. There are two parts for the La ilaha illallah. The negation part and the affirmation. The negation part, النفي, هو لا إله, that you deny and you negate anybody or anything to be worthy of being worshipped. You deny anything or anybody. So you say, La ilaha means no God, no deity. And then you say, إِلَّا اللَّهِ, except. Illa is except. And when you say except, what comes after that is exclusive. Is exclusive for what? For whatever you denied the preceding, you know, from it. So when we say we denied all deities from being what? Worthy of worship. And you say, إِلَّا اللَّهِ, so you affirm what to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Exclusive worship belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. So there's the two parts for La ilaha illallah. You deny anything or anybody to be worthy of worship, and you affirm one and only to be the one who is exclusively worthy of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does that mean here? In order for you to be a true believer, you can't be a true believer if you affirm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the one and only to be worshipped, and then you associate someone else with him in worship. That doesn't work like this. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. A lot of people, they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, but unfortunately with that iman, they associate part of him in worship. So yeah, we believe in God, but then they go to the graves, and they start asking the graves for the needs that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guarantee for you. When they're in trouble and sick, they start calling names besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they start calling, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, Ya this, and everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the point of that? If you affirm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the one and only, and then you divert all the other worship to someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anyone comes and claims, they say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَّهِ زُلْفَى, we only worship them to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, that's exactly what the people before mentioned. And they were denied that faith, were not accepted from them. So which means that La ilaha illallah can be negated, ajma. So it's not enough for people to say La ilaha illallah. They need to maintain that throughout all their life. So you always have that in mind. I don't want to negate my La ilaha, my tawheed. How do people negate tawheed? If they associate parts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they make equals with Allah azza wa jal, if they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right to be worshipped, if they mock the meaning of this faith and Islam and Iman, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many ways people leave Islam. Many. So saying La ilaha illallah is the key that gets you into Islam and the key to get you into Jannah. But this can be negated. So make sure that you always have that in mind. La ilaha, you deny everything that has to do with worship to anybody except for one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No exception whatsoever. How about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Should you go to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him for your needs? Ya jama'ah. But he's the messenger of Allah. No. Even the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Because these matters of ibadah should be given to whom? To Allah and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next time, when you say La ilaha illallah, mean it. Mean it in that understanding that you are really negating anybody or anything to be worthy of worship, and I only affirm it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you keep repeat that and keep it coming from the heart more than anything else. So we're going to repeat La ilaha illallah 3 times inshallah ta'ala bin Allah azza wa jal, and go back to the dua that we've been studying together. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم لك صمت وعلى رزقك أفطرت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لي. اللهم آمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. Those who would like to read with us, inshallah, from the Quran, we're doing the khatm.